Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios on this Worship Wednesday. Now, shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple whenever or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you will see today's show on right after we get off the air. Antonio Daniels, the NBA champion, will join us at the bottom of the hour, so keep it locked for that.
And this weekend, looking forward to it, Chris. I'm coming to your neck of the woods. I'll be in New York.
Oh.
I'm going to see Dwight Gooden is having his number retired by the Mets on Sunday. So I will be present for that. So I'm coming to town for a few days.
Wow.
So, yeah, looking forward to
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You know, next time you're in town or on a weekday, we can do the show from a spot in New York. We did it from the club 275 Park in New York.
Right.
Another friend of mine who owns a jewelry business has some really, you know, like Marvel jewelry and the five, what is that? The gauntlet? You know what I'm talking? I'm not into it.
But the Infinity Gauntlet.
The Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah. He has a storeroom, a storefront, I should say, where they sell. They've got the Infinity Gauntlet and all that stuff. It's a collector's item. It's a collector's item. So we could maybe do the show from there. Let me know if you're in New York during a weekday.
Okay.
Where we could do it, because he wants us to do it from there.
So. Okay, yeah. We'll do that. I'm sure I'll be back. And this week I'll be doing the show, Chris, from the studio on 55th Street. Have you ever done it there?
Oh, so you will be in New York?
Yeah, I'll be in New York.
When are you getting into town?
Tonight. Tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always take the red eye. It's an unbelievable.
And, and they're retiring his number Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm flying Spirit straight to Newark, so I'm going to be in your state. Are you ready for this? Guess how much it costs one way from
$37.
Very close.
$43?
$80. Can you believe that? I don't even understand how they make money. From LA, Chris, to
what
New
are you
Jersey.
Sitting on like folding chairs or
no.
What?
I got exit row. I got a free bag checked. I got a free bag on board, all for $80.
What?
Yes.
Didn't they used to charge you for bags?
They do charge you, but I'm a gold member, so I get it for free.
You shouldn't say that too loud. A gold member on Spirit.
I know, right? That's my carte blanche. I'm not like you. I don't have I'm not sleeping in the pod because Fox FS1 is flying you cross country and they put you in the pod for the night.
You amaze me because some things you just spend, you know,
big money. I know.
And then you do all these little, you know, save.
I got to cut corners somewhere. I got to cut corners somewhere.
Hey, more power to you. All right, Rob. So Russell Wilson was named like sexiest man alive or something like that by Essence Magazine?
Close. He was named Essence Magazine's sexiest man of the moment this week. Now, I don't know if that means...
What is of the moment?
I have no idea. Maybe sexiest man alive is copyrighted or whatever, but that's their version.
Probably Rob G.
Yeah. So he was their sexiest man of the moment. And they did a whole feature article about him. The photos are fantastic. If you haven't seen them yet, go check them out.
Sexy?
Sure, if that's the word you want to use. But in the article, he focused a lot on his importance of his faith in his household and his family and things like that. And there was also a large portion of the feature that focused is on him being a black NFL quarterback. Because, you know, for a long time, there weren't very many of them at all. Right. And Russell Wilson himself was quoted as saying that he thinks that he feels that he blazed a new trail for black athletes in the NFL. Here's his quote. "For me to be able to go back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Mahomes who want it. It's really just us so far, but there's more coming. The emergence of quarterbacks."
Who else? Wait a minute. He said who else?
There's only been three.
Okay. I know, but he made it like... Like it was a floodgate because come on, man. Go ahead, Rob.
So he continues, "The emergence of quarterbacks like Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, to name a few, is indicative of a new era of football and a glimpse into what the sport is trending towards. What I love to see is guys getting drafted early, and a lot of teams these days have black quarterbacks playing for them. It's all across the league, and it's showing how the NFL is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers. I think one of the biggest blessings of my career so far is that I've been fortunate to be able to open up doors for others because of what others did for me."
What are your thoughts on that, Rob?
I just don't look at him as a trailblazer to open the door for black quarterbacks. I mean, I'm saying he succeeded going to back-to-back Super Bowls, Chris, a great accomplishment. But it had already started. I mean, and Doug Williams is the guy that I remember who kicked the door down in the Super Bowl, Chris. And you remember how big that was.
He was the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
And for people who don't know, he was named the Super Bowl MVP after breaking two Super Bowl records. You ready? 340 total yards and being the first to throw four touchdowns in a quarter. If you remember, Chris, I think it was the second quarter of that Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it was basically over at half.
It was over. He was unbelievable. He had a monster game. And that was a breakthrough. That was a turning point with the black quarterback. And I'm not knocking Russell Wilson, but the patting on the back for Patrick Mahomes, it ain't like there's 10 quarterbacks since he's done it. I'm just saying, it feels a little contrived.
I think what he says is great. It's fine, but you don't think of him as a trailblazer for black quarterbacks. And again, that's not an insult. It's not like you question his blackness.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Nothing like
not
that.
Not at all.
The trailblazer. I think there's a couple ways. The first wave was James Harris, Rob.
Yep.
You remember James Harris played for the Rams. And then Doug Williams.
And who was the other one with the Steelers? Was it Jim Gilliam?
Joe Gilliam.
Yep.
Who really kind of beat out Bradshaw. Then they made Bradshaw the star. I don't know if Gilliam got hurt.
Right.
But, you know, Bradshaw ended up becoming the starter and the rest is history. But it was James Harris and then Doug Williams. And then, Rob, I think the guy that really kicked the door down was Michael Vick.
100%.
Because
100%, Chris. 100%. Yeah. And when I think of Michael Vick, you know what I think of? he was the first quarterback to go to Green Bay to win. Like that was one of those moments. Like nobody, Green Bay had not lost a home game or something in the postseason, and he was the first one to go in there and win. But I'm with you on Michael Vick. He was the running style and the arm. Yeah, he did change it.
I mean, it started even a little, you know, like there was a trickling before him. I'm looking now, Rob, and you know I used to write for ESPN the magazine, and you probably remember this cover. It was from 1999. So it was April 19th. So I guess that would have been right before the draft. So going into the draft, and they had Akili Smith, yeah, Donovan McNabb, Dante Culpepper. All three of those guys are black. And Cade McNown, who's white, but those four were on there as like the big quarterbacks in that upcoming
draft.
And
think about how long ago that was.
Right, that's 99. So Vic entered the league in 2001. And so it had, like, the doors had started opening. The reason I say Vic kind of burst it open is because I think once he came into the league, and let's face it, he wasn't a Hall of Fame level quarterback. But I think, Rob, even though there had been Randall Cunningham and McNabb ran some, and remember Steve McNair too, but Vic, it was like people started looking at the way he ran, and I think really seeing how, man, you really can have a great runner at quarterback and be competitive in the league. And then I think that, you know, at that point, and I think people start to kind of feel like, well, the game has become more athletic. Linebackers are faster than they used to be and things like that. And I think there just started to be more of an understanding or feeling that, okay, you need a little bit of athleticism. I don't want to overstate it, but I feel, Rob, like Vic, after Vic, it was like, okay, if the best quarterback in the country is black, we're taking him. Because you had Jamarcus Russell and Jameis Winston and all these guys, and drafting a black quarterback number one, it wasn't a big deal anymore. Was Vic, Rob G, who was the first black quarterback to – he might have been the first to be drafted number one. He probably was, right?
Let me give you that. Remember I was telling you about the playoff win, while you look it up? He was 22 years old, Chris. They beat the Packers 27-7. This was in 2002. And it was the first time the Packers lost a home playoff game. That was a wild card game. Can you believe that?
Man, yeah. That was yeah, it was Michael Vick, Rob. He's the first black quarterback to be drafted number one. So that I was just going off kind of how I felt about it. But that right there is a huge, you know, that's kicking the door in. And now, of course, it's no big deal to see a black quarterback drafted number one. But look, Russell is not taking anything away from him. He is the second quarterback to win the Super – black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. He was – Rob G and I were talking about it, and Rob G was like, well, he was a game manager. It wasn't like he led those teams. But I was like, but that was progress. Like, before, they weren't going to have a black quarterback
right,
as a game
manager.
You had
manager,
to be some
right.
super, superhuman athlete like Michael Vick, you know, to get a shot or just a straight drop. I mean, Doug Williams had a cannon. You know, they just couldn't deny him, you know, the right to play. And obviously, you had a Warren Moon. But, yeah, I think that was progress in that, obviously, Russell Wilson was great, but he was a kind of a game manager, which – was some progress in the perception of black quarterbacks. But, yeah, I don't – it's nothing – I don't think negatively of
it's
him.
It's not negative.
At
it
all.
Just doesn't
yeah,
sound right.
But you don't think of him as a trailblazer for black quarterbacks, though. I mean, he's in that second, third wave of guys, and now it's – you know, it's just natural now.
But you talked about normal. Earlier, all the other black quarterbacks that were drafted to get – I mean, that – that was way before him.
That was a few years before him. So, you know, now it's obviously commonplace. It seems like, what, about half the teams in the league now may have a black starting quarterback. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Was Russell Wilson a trailblazer for African American quarterbacks? And if you agree with Rob and I with no, are you upset with him kind of putting that out there? We're not upset with him. I think what he said is smart and it makes sense. But we just think it's a tad bit overstated. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Russell Wilson, trailblazer for African-American quarterbacks. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off. And let's start with Jay in Bakersfield, California, a place I have visited. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jay?
What's up, guys? First time, long time.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I just wanted to agree with you. Vic was the one that came to mind. But
yeah.
I did have the thought, he did kind of become a trailblazer for 5'11 quarterbacks with smaller hands, because there wasn't a whole lot of guys before him that I could come up with off the top of my head that was doing that before him.
Yeah, but that's a narrow, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Fran Tarkenton was a small, you know.
Doug Flutie.
Quarterback Doug Flutie, of course.
Really, but then the conversation started to come up around the combine. It wasn't a conversation that really came up a whole lot until he started having his success.
We're not trying to rip Russ at all. I mean, I think that's a fair
Or say
take.
He doesn't have a place.
Yeah.
If
absolutely.
He didn't throw that pick, Chris, to lose the
he'd
Super
be a
Bowl
Hall of Famer,
it'd be a totally different conversation. Back to back, and if he would have thrown a game winning touchdown there and won that Super Bowl, are you kidding? Changes a lot of things.
And Breeze, of course, you know, for small quarterbacks, pretty significant.
John in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love y'all. I got to say, give props to Russell Wilson first. I mean, he comps a lot. He obviously was an underdog when he, you know, got that Seattle starting job. Comps a lot, and, I mean, his wife. So let's throw that in there. But he needed to get over himself with this Pioneer stuff. But I'm asking the question, and I was thinking Vic or Doug Williams, but he wasn't even in my first thought. So I agree with you guys. I just don't think he can be putting that. You know, it happened long before Heath came around, I think. So
yeah, and I don't mind him saying. I mean, you know, I don't feel like he's. You know, some people might be upset with him saying it, Rob, and I do think that is for those people. This is the type of quote that makes them question his sincerity. You know what I mean? Like, they'll look at something like this and think he's grandstanding or trying to take credit or being phony. There's a lot of people out there that think that about Russ. And this is the type of comment, while I don't mind it, it is the type of comment that some people will point to.
Yeah, you know? it's when you're saying that you're a trailblazer, if you're going to put that out there, Chris, you got to have like – dude, I was the first black quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? That made
just that. If that had been the case, he would have had a point.
That's a trailblazer. Absolutely. Am I right? Yep. That would be a trailblazer. And then,
he's had, you know, obviously a better career than Doug Williams, so he would have been able to say that.
Right. Mike in Augusta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What up, though? Coming live from Augusta, Massachusetts.
What up, though? Were you from Detroit?
No, I just watch a lot of
hip-hop stations.
Yes.
A lot of Yo MTV raps.
Yeah,
that's going to be the morning show on Sports Rap Radio. The What Up Though morning show.
Yeah. About Spirit. I'm going to talk about the quarterback, but I fly Spirit too. I got a trip from Atlanta to Dallas, Texas, round trip for $260. So Spirit is the way to go. And I
do you have Louis Vuitton seats in your car?
Be quiet, Chris. Be quiet.
No.
That's
I had nobody sitting next to me going or coming. But so what comes to mind, I went to this little school called Alcorn State University in Mississippi, and we had a quarterback named Steve McNair.
Of course.
And Steve McNair, if I'm not mistaken, he was the first mobile quarterback, not a runner, but a mobile quarterback that was black and won an MVP. So I think of him as the trailblazer that laid the foundation for the Vicks. Now, I know there was Randall Cunningham.
I mean, for a couple of seasons there, McNair was, like, viewed as one of the absolute best quarterbacks in the league.
He was unbelievable at Alcorn State, too. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was in a band, so I got to watch it every Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Chris, I did a feature for, you remember the Source had a sports magazine? The Source?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Chris Wilder was the editor, and they had me do a magazine piece or a freelance piece on black quarterbacks, and I got to interview them. They all had them come down to D.C., and I can't remember where we were, but we took a train ride, and me and Steve McNair took the D.C. subway, Chris, for like, you know, 10 or 12 stops together and talked the whole train ride. It was I still remember that.
Yeah. Now,
cool guy.
He was a very good quarterback. All right, Antonio Daniels around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here's my marital advice real quick. Marriage is like a job. If you don't work at it, you're going to get fired.
Wow.
Chris?
On that dark note.
What? You got to work at it. Don't you work on your marriage 25 years later?
You do.
Am I wrong?
You didn't work on yours, though? That's kind of what you...
Maybe not early on. I don't know. Maybe until it was too late. I don't know.
All right. But this just gotten dark here, up in here. All right, let's lighten it up with the NBA champion, SiriusXM NBA radio host, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Antonio Daniels. Antonio, what's up, man?
Antonio, that's good marital advice, isn't it?
Right, Antonio was like me.
Antonio,
right?
I was married for 5 years.
You're married, right, Antonio?
Yes.
I've been 20 years this summer.
Congrats, wow. Man. That's great. That's great.
Oh, hey, but you have to work at it. That's my point to the young guys, Antonio, right? Even though you love somebody, you still got to work at it.
Yeah, but why didn't you just say, you know, you just have to work at your marriage?
Right, right.
Like, what does the whole fire part got to do with anything? Why don't you just say, you know what, for anything to work, marriage, life, for anything to work,
right,
for it to get better, you actually have to put in the time, work it, energy, and effort, and work at it.
Yes, that's the part that's
all right. I remember
it's
that
like
when
a
I
job
get
and you could get fired. Yeah,
when I'm 80 and I get my 19-year-old wife, I'll try that that time.
Okay, man. Hey, more power to you, brother. More power to you.
All right, Antonio. Let's get to this NBA. I mean, we got a lot of places we can go. Let's start with the Phoenix Suns, 35-4 in a game they need. Right, they trying to stay out of the play-in. Now
awful,
they're in it right
awful.
Now. I don't. How does that happen? A team just get – I mean, I don't understand.
You know not what, with like, those players.
Team that good.
I'm going to be honest with you. That literally – so we were playing – the Pelicans were playing last night at the same time. And I can't explain that to you. When it's 35-4 and the 4 points that the Phoenix Suns had were from Drew Eubanks, that's
right.
It. When you got Durant, Devin Booker – Bradley Beal and Grayson Allen having the best year of his career, I have no idea.
And no James idea. Harden and Kawhi Leonard were out for the Clippers.
Right.
I don't, even without James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, the fact that those three guys almost went an entire quarter, the fact that they were down 33 points at halftime speaks volumes. And the interesting thing is they play again today.
Yeah, right. Well, the Clippers are sitting everybody, it looks like, you know, most of their top
players.
You know
what?
But
this is the same Phoenix Suns team that lost to Oklahoma City without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, without Jane Dub.
Yeah.
This is the same the same Phoenix Suns team that lost to the San Antonio Spurs without Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
So who knows?
So do you not expect much at all from them in the postseason, Phoenix?
No, I do. I do expect a lot from them. Because here's the thing. I can't be a prisoner of the moment of that game. Remember how – see, this is the thing that always happens when you get to this time of the season. It's such an ebb and flow where if you erase the New Orleans Pelicans game and you erase the game last night, now Phoenix – people were back to talking
they
about
had been
Phoenix
looking
being
good,
a contender.
Right.
They have been looking great. And the thing now – the narrative changes every day. So a team is a championship team, then they go out and play a bad game, and then they're not. Then they go out and play two or three games, and they're back in the championship conversation. No, Phoenix showed me a lot of what they needed to show me. I don't care what these last two or three games look like. They have the firepower. They have the star power to be a legitimate threat come postseason time.
What about the Milwaukee Bucks? Because I think that even with Giannis, when he was healthy, they were trending in the wrong direction with
Agreed.
Doc. And I think they're going to get knocked out in the first round either way.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if they're going to get knocked out in the first round or not. I don't think they're going to accomplish what they set out to accomplish when they acquired Damian Lillard. Because the difference with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns is the Milwaukee Bucks have not looked right since Doc Rivers got there.
100%.
It's not like there was ever a time where Milwaukee was playing. They put together a 15-game run.
Right.
Like, okay.
They had a six-game run, right?
But that's not enough.
A six-game run is nothing. A six-game run is nothing. But for me, this goes all the way back to Adrian Griffin. Right? When you win 70% of your games, I wonder what that locker room is like now. And I've said this on our SiriusXM show. Because if this is somebody else, if this is LeBron, if this is Steph, if this is some of the other stars, we are putting a lot of the accountability on the stars. They don't make that move without talking to Giannis Antetokounmpo, without talking to Damian Lillard. But we just kind of let those guys slide, and we're putting it on Doc Rivers, which I think is unfair.
Let's go to they were playing last night against the Celtics. Now, look, the Bucks only had two free throws last night. The Celtics had none. I mean, I think sometimes they took 52 threes, and I know it's one game. I don't think they were even, you know, they weren't really into the game. I get all that. But my concern about Boston, Antonio, as great as they've looked for most of the season, and they're my pick to win the East, but I do sometimes worry that they fall in love too much with the three. And even though they've got guys that can drive, take mid-range shots, and in Porzingis, you got a guy that can post when he wants, I don't know that they go there as much as they could. So was last night, you think I'm reading too much into it? They don't take more threes than anybody, and they don't take a lot of free throws.
That's also their identity. That's also their strength. But I will say, last night to me wasn't even about Boston and it wasn't about Milwaukee. It's about the change in the whistle since the All-Star break. If you're watching these games now, and I know the NBA has come out and they said, you know what, there was no meeting to say that we're going to allow more physicality. If you're watching these games now, they're allowing so much more contact than they did in the first 50 games of the season.
Right, they are.
Last night, to me, that's more of a definition of the way the games are being officiated now as opposed to teams. I don't care what level of basketball you go to. When you have two professional teams and they combine for two free throws, that's not two teams that are just shooting all threes. That's allowing a lot more physicality than what you allow for the majority of the season, in my opinion.
Let me ask you about the report that Adam Silver could throw the book at Porter, Jontay Porter, for this whole gambling scandal. What do you expect to happen if they do find out that he was betting, you know, prop bets on himself and then, you know, had some suspicious activity, which gamblers deemed as definitely the fix was in, you know what I mean, to help him win, and his family or friends or whoever else bet on that? What do you expect the penalty to be? That severe that he'd be banned from the league?
I would expect the penalty to be that severe. It, honestly, with all due respect to Jontay Porter, it's because he doesn't have the name. So he's a great guy to make an example of.
Yep.
He's a great guy to make an example. It's easy, and then I mean this respectfully, it's easy to ban a guy.
No,
like
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? But let's use a star. Put a star in that place. Do you think he gets banned?
Well, it just depends, and I'll say this all the time, because baseball didn't want to ban him from baseball. He's the all-time hit leader, but they had no choice because, as you know, you can't play with the integrity of the league.
Once let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you guys a question, and just be honest here. Let's be honest. Let's keep it 100 here. Do you think Jontay Porter is the only one that's guilty of this?
Well, here's what I think.
You got to get caught. You know what I mean?
Right. I know.
You got to be caught.
Along those lines, Antonio, I think this. Like you mentioned, if he's a superstar, does this happen? If he's a superstar and it's out publicly, I don't think – and he was betting on himself.
Right,
his
and then fudging the
lose.
Game, right.
Yeah, I do think he would be banned. But I think if the league found out that a superstar was doing this, I think they'd probably, this goes for any of the leagues, probably try to keep it quiet and talk to the player, make him stop. Now, a lot of this stuff, even with baseball, with the steroids, and, you know, back in the 90s, it's reporters that have to break this news.
Right.
The leagues don't want to take down their biggest, you know, guy. So I agree with you in that respect.
Okay. I'll say this. I think this is a much bigger conversation because I feel like now with the gambling, this has put a target on coaches' backs and on players' backs.
Big time.
Dangerous and unhealthy.
Big
and
time.
And I'm not even talking about guys betting on themselves. I'm talking about all of these prop bets. You know how often I'm in games, I'm at games, and I am calling games, and I can hear fans talking to players about their prop bets? J.B. Bickerstaff getting death threats from people for taking his stars out because they're up 20 points and Donovan Mitchell needs to hit one more three for this guy to win $5,000.
Right.
So
or to cover, right? They don't take him out. I need you to cover the spread, right?
We have to understand opening that door and what demons you are letting in upon opening that door with the amount of money that's involved.
No, there's no doubt. All right, Antonio, great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So I appreciate you guys. Always.
All right, man. Rob, the feds have made a decision on Shohei Ohtani. We'll tell you about it next. I couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right. It is the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, Shohei Ohtani, here it is. Let's get right to it. The feds have concluded, Rob, after investigating the situation surrounding Shohei Ohtani, that he was not involved in the scheme and that instead he was a victim of fraud. That's what law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the case tell TMZ Sports. They've been investigating his translator, who was a close friend, and they say, Rob, that he, Ipe Muzahara, gambled away millions of dollars, reportedly at least $4.5 million. And after the story broke, he said Ohtani had covered the debt. But the sources say that the feds have concluded that Ohtani was completely in the dark, knew nothing about the gambling debt, and that Muzahara embezzled from one of Ohtani's accounts without his knowledge. What are your thoughts?
Well, that would be good for Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, and Ohtani if that report is accurate. It's TMZ. They get a lot of stuff right. They get some stuff wrong. But they get a lot right. So that if they feel confident to write that, there could be something. My only question, I think we both questioned, was taking that kind of money out of his account more than one time. It wasn't a one time, you know what I mean, Chris, where he took the $4.5 million out and you didn't know it. It was numerous withdrawals from his account, which is what made me suspicious about it.
This sounds crazy, and you make a great point. I don't know, Rob. I mean, this guy's got so much money. It is possible he wouldn't even miss a million. And I hate to say that because obviously that's not the case.
But he's not the only one who monitors his account. You know, he has an accountant. He has an agent. He's with CAA.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they all have access to your accounts like that. Maybe Muzahara had access.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean, that was not only his translator, his good friend, confidant.
You might maybe be right. I'm just saying that was the only thing that I thought. Like, if it was a one time he went in, took the money, and you didn't know, you know what I mean? It just seemed like there were multiple deductions. But then again, you might be right. Maybe he didn't miss $500,000 or $700,000 at a time.
Right.
I always thought that you would get
Yeah,
an alert from the bank.
I know I get alerts when there's a certain amount.
Right, when it's a certain amount of money, right?
And it don't take that much to get my, to.
For me, if it's over $35, I get an alert. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to get Wi-Fi and a Diet Coke on the flight to Newark, you know?
You know, I mean, sometimes, Rob, I mean, look, we all know that you can be hacked. You make a good point. It's still, but the feds did investigate.
No, I'm not.
I'd be more skeptical. Not that couldn't be a little skepticism in this situation, but I would be more skeptical, Rob, if this was an MLB investigation. You know, Major League Baseball investigated and found out,
But you got to remember, all of these things normally, Chris, are like Balco. That was a federal investigation. Same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like those are the ones that usually uncover this stuff and not.
Journalists or the fans.
Right. Yep.
It's not going to be the league. Yeah.
100%.
Not going to be a team, you know, the league. I mean, when does that happen? I mean, you know. Like in the NBA, Rob, I've never seen like a star get you know, fail a drug test, like, you know, be suspended 6 games for PEDs or anything. It's always these random, you know, kind of role play randoms, as Cam might call them. Rob, ultimately, you hate that a crime like this took place, but if this is true, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, no.
Because Shohei Ohtani.
And
you know?
Shohei, he put himself out there, Chris, when he had the press conference, said he never bet on anything. Forget about baseball. He said it.
Right.
He never bet on anything. He's not into gambling. It's not a part of who he is. And I always said, like, when you paint yourself in a corner, if something turns up and your name is on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Then everything unravels. Right.
Rob G's got some extra news.
We got more coming down as you guys are speaking. According to the New York Times exclusively, Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, is in negotiations to plead guilty in connection with the reported theft of his money. And Ohtani was interviewing and working alongside feds as part of the investigation.
Okay, now I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Could he be the fall guy? Like for Ohtani, could he be the fall guy?
Chris Carter said you better get one, right?
No, right.
The fall guy, the league.
But you know what I mean, Chris? Like,
no, I mean, look, you know how much I like Ohtani. I'm glad.
No, I'm not saying he gambled.
Yes.
I'm not.
No, you're right. Like, it's possible? Sure. I mean, Ohtani. It is possible, Rob. There's no. I mean,
that's all I'm saying. I'm not either.
That. I believe the report. I want to believe the report.
I'm with you. I'm just saying, as devil advocate, because it happens where somebody will take the fall because they.
Right. Absolutely. We wouldn't be being honest if that wasn't at least a possibility.
Right.
Because I don't know what, you know, what type of time he may do. It may be a, you know, minimum security type place. And then Rob is like, when you get out, bro, you ain't gonna have to have another care in the world because you're gonna be taken care of. Keep it locked. Aye, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.